that there is a mitzvah of Shemitah. We don't work the land. It's an Isser of Avodas Karka. So it's a big discussion about one of the ways to prevent the violation of Shemitah is what they call the Heta Mechira, is they sell the land to non-Jews. And this goes back well before. It's a major issue, but I think the first Shemitah year it came up was 1888 to 1899. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, as long as we have, not necessarily those years, but Rav Cook, Rav Svi Pesach Frank, Rav Zevin, Rav Tukachinchi, are the proponents, because again, there was the Shas Ad Chak, Pikuach Nefesh, and those opposing the Heta Mechira even then were the Chazon Ish, the Beis HaLevi, the Netziv, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Ridvaz, the Rav El Yashav, obviously later on. So, and there were some Gedolim in Europe who opposed it, but then once they came to Eretz Yisrael, they realized how dire the situation was, changed their mind. So everyone agrees, the idea was to fulfill the mitzvah of Shemitah, V'sivisi, Esper Chatsi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bless us, etc. We won't work the land and we'll get our food. However, the question is, how much of a Shas Ad Chak do we need to rely on it? Again, the question is, can you rely on the Heta Mechira? Is it valid? So we'll say, what do you mean? What's the question? This isn't the first time we do. We do Mechiras Chametz every year. You sell your Chametz, so why would Mechiras Eretz Yisrael be any different? And also we find in the Gemara in Bechoros that, in fact, this is even recommended, that if you have a pregnant animal, a Behemoth Tahora, and she's giving birth, owned by a Jew, so you can't bring it in the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, and therefore you're very limited to what you do, so they say to sell it. At least B'shutfa, sell it to a guy so you don't have to worry about it. So we see. We have a Mechira B'chor, Mechiras Chametz. So why should the Heta Mechira be any more controversial? Those people don't sell the Chametz also. So one major reason is because there's no Isser to sell your Chametz. There could be an Isser to sell the land of Israel to non-Jews. Lo Sechanin. The Gemara tells us, Chazal tell us, that there are three components. You're not supposed to give a free gift, mean by free, meaning without, if you work with someone or it's accepted with tips and that type of thing, so, or you don't want them to break your window, that isn't necessarily free. Free, I don't mean just giving it, you're allowed to give tzedakah to a guy, but a free gift, that's a discussion, or maybe even complimenting a free gift. However, the one we want to talk about is sell the land to a non-Jew. In fact, that was the famous line in the Netziv. I think he said you're going from the bear to the lion. Or as we say, you're going from the pan to the fire. So what do you mean, a pan to the fire? Meaning Shemitah Bizman Hazeh, which is a discussion most assume is only Darabanan today. So Shemitah is only Darabanan. Selling Eretz Yisrael is a biblical prohibition. So what kind of joke is it? Let's say selling the land works, but now you're violating Issa Daraisa versus an Issa Darabanan of violating Shemitah. So others, the Bach, want to say maybe the Issa only applies to Ovdei Avodah Zarah. But let's say, I think now they only sell it. Originally, they might have sold it to Christians, which is a major debate if it's about Zarah. But the Muslims or the Druze or other people, so they sell it to people who believe in one God. So therefore, some hold there's no Isser. Others hold it's only if it's permanent, but it's only a temporary sale for a couple of years. So you're not going to give them a stronghold in the land. Others say, I think the Avnei Nezer, it's only if you do Latovas Nachri, if you're doing Latovas Atzmo, so then it's okay. So therefore, that's the biggest issue, whether you violate Lo Sechanim or not on a temporary sale. And then the Chazan has raised another Shaila. We have a printer, Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira, that if you tell someone to do an Aveira, we see the Meshaleach's not responsible, the Shliach is, because Divrei Harav, Divrei HaTalmid, Mishon, who do you listen to, God or me? So whatever, there's a whole discussion in the Gemara, 2 days in Tosus. If there's one discussion if a Kohen marries a Grusha himself. But let's say a Kohen sends a Shliach to marry a Grusha. So, is it a good marriage or not? Meaning, you're not supposed to marry, is a Chal. So Tosis is 2 days. Do I say, Ein Shliach Udvar Aveira, and therefore you're not married? Or no, Ein Shliach Udvar Aveira means the Meshaleach doesn't get, it's not his Aveira, the one who sent him. But it's still a valid Shlichas. So that's it. The Chazan Ish seems to go with the opinion it's not even a valid shlichus. So therefore, according to the Chazan Ish, if you go with that shita, so then obviously it doesn't help. It's still Jewish-owned land, and then whatever applies. However, many assume not that way, that Ein Shliach Udvar Aveira, the Mechir is Chal, it's a question of who gets the Aveira. And in fact, that's why they discuss now, perhaps, that some have a shtar where the farmer themselves sells the land. So perhaps the farmer does it itself, so even though it might be usher, but doesn't mean it's not valid. So number one, you have the one issue of goes to chanim. The second issue of Ein Shliach Udvar Aveira, and others point out, the Marshal, others, that if you're doing a pishogeg, we don't say yesh. Shliach Udvar Aveira. Here is that Chief Rabbi thinks they're doing a mitzvah, not only they're not doing a bishogeg, so therefore it wouldn't apply here, so it should be valid. And if you know, they do it all the time. Every 7th year, every 7-8 years, they do it, so therefore it's hard to say that you still apply it because they know. So either way, however you want to get out of it, so therefore you have one issue of Lo Tzachanin, then you have another issue of whether the sale valid. But let's assume you avoid Goes to Chanim, and the sale is valid. Does that help? That goes another issue. Again, someone claims the sale is not valid because maybe it's not registered and there's no deed. However, as others point out, the Chazanich went back and forth on that. And the Divrei Chaim writes, by Mechiras Chametz, we do it. We don't need any civil permission. It's just a religious issue. So, etc. So then the other issue is, which is the main issue, is the Gemara again, whether we say, let's assume you don't violate Lo Tzachanin. You can sell the land to a non-Jew. And let's assume the Mechira works. So the Shiloh, but what about if you have a non-Jew owning land in Eretz Yisrael, does that make it no Kedusha? So that's the whole machokas, yesh kinyan or ain kinyan. Do we say when a guy owns land, he's mafkia, the Kedusha is the Eretz or not? So the bottom line is, they say in Syria, where it's only Kedusha Durabbanan, Rashi writes, there's no Kedusha, so therefore we say the lachas apply. So someone to point out, that Shemitah is only Durabbanan today, so therefore also it should apply. Others, the Beis Halevi, others want to say, no, even if you hold, no, it's a big difference. Syria's Kedusha, the whole essence of the Kedusha is Durabbanan. In Eretz Yisrael, there's still Kedushas Haaretz Min HaTorah. This is a technical reason why Shemitah is only Durabbanan, since we don't have Yovel, but not because there's no Kedusha, and therefore, even if you assume that the sale is valid, we say Ein Kinyan, and therefore you're back to where you started from. So that's why it's a major. Some want to say, well, the guy owns the land, it doesn't have Kedusha, but once the Jews get it back, it comes back. To the bottom line, that's why it's a major issue today. The Het HaMechira is still as controversial as ever. And depending on the Shas HaTchak, you're taking the big picture in terms of with the farmers, getting people to come there. So whatever the Cheshbonos are, there are halachic issues and there are meta-halachic issues. So the bottom line is all the major hashkachas in Chutz Laaretz, OU, Chafkei, Starkei, all the other ones, no one relies on the Hetta Mechira because there's no reason to. There's no Shas Adchak here. No one agrees there's no mitzvah lechatchila to do a Hetta Mechira. It's a b'di'evit situation, so perhaps if you're just visiting for a week, or if you are in Chutz Laaretz, there's no need to rely on the Hetta Mechira. The Shaila comes up, if, let's say, you get fruit or veggies, or mostly probably fruit, but you get fruits or veggies that were Ayidei Hetta Mechira, whether, well, one has to do that, in other words, if you assume you can eat them, and if you do, you have to treat them with peyrishvias. So it's kind of like every kula has a chumra. If you hold, there's no din of shmitah, then perhaps there's a din of trumas and meiser. So either way, that's a whole major discussion, and therefore that's one of the ways. That's why there are those based on this, based on the issue. Some say it's still worth it, and we'll still rely on it. Others say no, since it's all these issues, we'll rely on some other mechanism, how we're going to eat, whether it's, as we'll discuss, whether it's oats or based in, or some other way to try to deal with the issues of Shemitah.